آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله، جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To one and all, Allah accept us for His deen. Really, every day Allah gives us is another opportunity to make right with Allah. Every day Allah shows us and unravels before us, subhanAllah, signs of His qudra, signs of His greatness, subhanAllah. We all are in need of Him. Every second, every moment, every step. Not a step can we take without our Allah. Nor a finger can we lift without our Allah. Not even a morsel can we swallow without Allah. Nor a breath can we inhale or exhale without Allah. Every heartbeat comes from Allah. Every condition comes from Allah. Every solution is from Allah. We are so fortunate to have Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah give us tawfiq to value this gift of deen, to value this gift of iman. Very importantly, who is a Muslim and who is a mu'min? Allah give us these beautiful qualities. A Muslim is one who submits to Allah. So finding peace through submission to Allah. And one of the pertinent qualities of Islam is Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam defined this pertinent accolade in one's Islam, which is submission to Allah and finding peace thereby, is al-Muslim man salima al-mu'minun min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is he who others are safe from the harms of his tongue and the harms of his hands. He doesn't harm anyone. That's very, very pertinent. So yes, our submission to Allah, but not to harm others also. And then there's another hadith. Wallahi la yu'min. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said thrice, by Allah, he does not have faith. By Allah, he does not have iman. La yu'min. Who? Man la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'ikhahu. He whose neighbor is not safe from his harm. So it's so important not to harm others. And others should be safe from any harm we cause unto them. So this is something we have to be cautious of, fulfilling the rights of Allah and fulfilling the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, Allah is showing phenomena of His greatness. The hadith Qudsi, Ana malikul muluk wa malikul muluk. Allah says, I am the king of kings. I am the owner of all your kingdoms. So Allah is the king, Allah is the owner. That's why in Al-Fatiha, we read, Maliki yawmiddin, Maliki yawmiddin. Allah is Malik also, and Malik also. Malik is the owner. Malik is the king. Sometimes the ruler, the government, the king doesn't own every piece of property in that land, even though he has authority over the land. He reigns authority over the regions. But the owner sometimes owns certain property under the king. But the king doesn't own every piece of property, even though he rules the lands. Allah is Malik also and is Malik also. The owner in this world is not the king, and the king is not the owner. But Allah is owner also, and the king also. Maliki yawmiddin. Allah says, I am the king of kings. The hearts of your rulers are in my hands. When my bando turn to me, I will soften the hearts of your rulers over you. And when my bando turn against me, I will turn their hearts against you. And then they will punish you. At that time, turn to me, subhanAllah. So we have to connect and build our relationship with our Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to introduce our Allah to humanity. I want to share an amazing incident of a righteous, just king. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they were suffering under the tyranny and the torture, the brutality of the Meccan regime, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go to Africa. Allahu Akbar. And interestingly, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ruling over that region, that was East Africa, ruling over that region is a king who is a just man. La yudlam indahu ahad. Subhanallah. This was in the Meccan stage when Sahaba were suffering. Sahaba were going through a lot of difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them to the lands of Africa. And imagine, Sahaba went. They undertook this journey among the first couples to get ready to go, subhanallah, was none other than the Mubarak daughter of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ruqayya radiyallahu anha, and Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Khadija bidded them farewell and ushered them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are the first to migrate for Allah as a couple, as a family, after Nabiullah Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. And Lut alayhi salatu wa salam was with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So he migrated with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, but thereafter he left with his family, migrating with his family to another region to serve Allah's deen there, that would have been in the Jordan region. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam in that hadith. So interestingly, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam is a great Nabi of Allah. The Quran Kareem mentions him on many occasions, over 27 times. Quran liberates his position and his status, subhanallah. And the Quran Kareem defends him from the lies and the allegations laid against him by previous scriptures. Sadly, the previous scriptures falsely accuse him, na'udhu billah, of incest, and na'udhu billahi min dhalik, that he impregnated his daughters one day after the other, and they bore his children, and great people come from such a progeny. Subhanallah, that is lies against Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. And that's why we find it is so prevalent in so many communities, na'udhu billah, because people are reading this, that lies against Hazrat Lut, but he did such a thing, or his daughters made him drunk and then slept with him, na'udhu billah, and children came from there. No wonder people end up doing such things, because this is the material they are reading. The Quran Kareem is the solution. Quran is qayyim. Qayyim al الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. Allah, all praise is due to that being Allah who revealed upon his banda, what a quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abdiyat, total submission to Allah, abdiyat and abidiyat, total obedience to Allah, abdiyat, where the banda is happy with the decision of the master. And abidiyat and ubudiyat is where the banda is totally obedient to the command of the master. Allah praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this quality in surah, in many chapters. But in these two chapters, Al-Isra, which starts with Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, and the next chapter, Alhamdulillah, so Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, another amazing sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Aisha says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite Surah Bani Israel every night. And Surah Kahf he would recite on a weekly basis on the Friday. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abadihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. All praise is due to Allah. All praise. And all inclusive and all encompassing praise. Allah is teaching us how to praise Him throughout the Quran Kareem. And especially every quarter of the Quran starts with this phrase, which is Alhamdulillah. Al-Fatiha starts with this phrase, this expression of all-inclusive praise for Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no matter what favors Allah gave you, but you thank Allah with Alhamdulillah. That Alhamdulillah is more valuable than everything, the whole world and what it contains. Second quarter of the Quran, Surah Al-An'am. And in the early stages of the Quran Kareem, this is a Meccan surah after many, many Madani surah. So, An'am, Alhamdulillah alladhi. And then the half of the Quran, Al-Kahf, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Then Fatir and Sabah. So, every quarter of the Quran starts with such praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Allah has not made and allowed in His book any discrepancy. Iwaj, subhanallah, is malfunctioning or discrepancies, distortions, contradictions. Iwaj, subhanallah, is negating any contradiction in meaning and in appearance. So it's meaning, its ma'na is totally perfect, and rhythm, its rhythm is also perfect. Iwaj and awaj is all negated. Quran is pure and pristine and free from any distortion, interpolation, contradiction. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. Another accolade of the Quran. This is hal. قَيِّمَ. The Quran is the supervisor. Quran is muslih. It resolves all our needs, dunyawi and ukhrawi. And Quran is the supervisor. Quran corrects the mistakes that had crept into the previous scriptures. That's why these false allegations against the Anbiya alayhim as-salam is totally ludicrous. And this is why. That's why, subhanAllah, as Muslims, we have to worry about our iman. Allah save us, Allah save us. So many a time, joining in with people, we, Allah save us from becoming like them. We are supposed to influence others positively and bring them into the deen. But then we perpetrate such things. And then what happens is, people then attribute that to Islam. So we then become a blemish for Islam. Astaghfirullah, respected ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, Muslims' perpetration of such crimes is such a minor percent. But sadly, how can it be that due to us, even that slight percentage, people are then attributing such lies to Islam, and you and I have not educated them about Islam. We have not made the knowledge of Islam available to them. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes that when a prominent Hindu intellectual approached him and asked him an innocent question, he said, Maulana sahab, why is it that in your adhan, you'll only praise one Mughal king, Akbar? What about all the other Mughal kings that ruled India for over 800 years? Subhanallah, he's thinking now that Akbar is referring to Akbar, the king of India. Ya Allah, that was there in India. What about our South Africa and so many countries of the world? People don't even know the meaning of the adhan. That much we have not made available to them. We have not introduced our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to them. What face will show on judgment day when this ummah is khayru ummah? And brothers, we are in Africa. I want to come back to the beginning of this discussion. Sahaba was facing tyranny in Makkah. Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them to the lands of Africa. O Ummah, value the people of Africa. Talk politely to them. Respect them. Show people respect. Show people love. Show people that they're also valuable. They also have potential. Talk to them nicely. Speak to them politely. Teach our children to do the same. Please, respected Ummah, let's not tolerate disrespect in our children. Let them not look down upon others, mock others, belittle others. Even though it's a helper in our home, we should speak to them kindly. Sometimes if they don't understand us, repeat ourselves. The hadith is clear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, how many a time should we pardon a helper, a servant? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you pardon them 70 times, meaning no matter how many times, forgive, overlook, be polite, be kind, never be vulgar. Subhanallah, they deserve this beautiful message that we convey. Hidayat is not in our hands, but Allah has given us the responsibility of the da'wat. Give the message. Here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends them, subhanallah, to the lands of Abyssinia. They arrived there. Alhamdulillah, they were given a warm welcome. They stayed for a while in a peaceful state. But then the Meccans sent a delegation of two intellectuals. These two were known as geniuses. Namely, Amr bin As and Abdullah bin Abi Umayyah. Subhanallah. And these two came and convinced the ministers of Najashi, and then gifted Najashi himself such gifts. But they had planned to convince the king to send the Sahaba back to Makkah, Mukarramah. But Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that that's a just king. So subhanAllah, when the Sahaba was summoned and they were told about what, you know, where they summoned and they present themselves before the king. The others prostrated, but the Sahaba stood and greeted with respect. And when they were told and commanded to prostrate, and their refusal of sajda, of prostration to the king, was objected upon, was abhorred by the entourage, by the ministry. And then they explained themselves that we bow down only to the Creator, to the one Almighty true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they were asked, what about your prophet? Don't you bow down before your prophet? They said, no, we do not. And then Najashi accepted the explanation. And then he posed questions to them. The Sahabi designated to be the spokesperson, the mutakallim, was none other than Hazrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the husband of Hazrat Asma bint Umais radiallahu anha. And the way he presented the message of Islam, it was so amazing. He actually explained the plight and the condition of the Arabs and their condition prior to the advent of Islam. The tyrannical lives we lived, the oppression that we meted out to others, the harms we caused upon others, and our despicable life of devouring carrion, no consideration of the laws of Allah, no fulfillment of anyone's rights. Tyranny, oppression was the order of the day, and that was our nature until Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, and his efforts upon us transformed us. Kindness came into us, love for Allah, belief in one Allah, denouncing idolatry, fulfilling the rights of our neighbors, caring for others, kindness, politeness, caring qualities, mercy, compassion. And he gave Kar Guzari this report back of how Islam brought a change to them. And then he even recited verses of Surah Maryam. SubhanAllah. InshaAllah, we'll continue with the discussion. And I will mention to you soon why we are mentioning Hazrat Najashi in this discussion. But remember, in time, this great king, influenced by the Sahaba Kiram, also embraced Islam and became a great tabi'i. SubhanAllah. And there were certain Sahaba who then embraced Islam at his hands, like namely later on the same Amr bin As became the great general Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, who actually read the kalima at first at the hands of Najashi, Ashama bin Abjar. Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the help and the tawfiq of our merciful, kind, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.